Well, today's Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. It's Palm Sunday. Amen. I mean, that's you know, usually we have the kids come in waving palm branches, you know, and shouting Hosanna, Hosanna, you know. And this morning we're going to read in Matthew chapter 21, since it's Palm Sunday, which is the start of the Holy Week. And but if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 21, Jesus comes to Jerusalem. I'm going to pray while you're getting there. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word, Lord. Just speak through me, Lord. Take everything that hinders me away, Lord. Clear my mind, open up my heart that I may be able to speak your word, what you want said, not me. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And it says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. So we find Jesus coming into Jerusalem. This is the time of the Passover. So Jesus is coming in, you know, to the city. He's coming down from the Mount of Olives. And, you know, have you ever had a bad day? You ever had a bad day? I think we all had. You ever had a good day, a day that just started off perfect? I mean, it's like everything was going good. Or even a week that starts out, everything is going good. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of starts going downhill. You know, Jesus had one of these weeks like that. You know, the first of the week started out really good, and then it didn't end so good. You know, by the time Friday came, it really wasn't ending all that great. But then Sunday came again, and everything was great again, you know. But, you know, that week was kind of a roller coaster, you know, and I know we go through those weeks. I know I do. You know, some days start off really good, and then something goes wrong, and, you know, it just kind of goes downhill from there. But, you know, we all have those in our life. But here we find Jesus coming down from the Mount of Olives. And you know, Jesus walked most everywhere that he went. He just, everywhere he went, he walked. But we find this time him telling his disciples to go get this donkey so that he could ride on and come into Jerusalem riding on this donkey. And wonder, you know, do you guys know why it was a donkey? They chose a donkey. And back, you know, in the Old Testament, the kings would get coronated. But let's say they had a war. The warriors would come in riding on horses. And they would praise the warriors, you know, the ones that fought battles. You know, they would ride horses. But the kings, just like Solomon, when Solomon was coronated as king, he rode in on a donkey. And they would lay palm branches out. And they would lay their cloaks out for him to signify royalty. So this donkey was signify. It was royalty. That's what it signified. You know, is he was a king. He was a royal person. He had some kind of There you go. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you, John. You know, he made this royal entrance, and one thing that really brought to my attention was the fact that he came down from the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem, you know, just like Jesus came down from on high. Amen? He came down from all high to come here, you know, so he came down from Jerusalem. He made this entrance, you know. Another thing, he said, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey. You know, one thing that come to my attention here was the fact that how many of us, if we was looking outside, we heard something, and we seen two guys in our garage trying to get our car out of the garage. What would you think? I mean, how would you think? You would think they was trying to steal it, right? And so we see these two guys. Jesus told them, he said, now you just go get this donkey, and if anybody asks you, just tell them the Lord wants it, and it'll be okay. So these two guys, you know, okay, yeah, we'll go do this, you know. And so they go and do this. Well, you know, for me, if I seen two guys trying to steal my car or trying to take my car, I'd probably have questions. I wouldn't just say, just take my Corvette, right, Leonard? Just go ahead, here's the keys. Just take my Corvette, go ahead. The Lord needs it. It's fine. I, you know. Yeah. It had to be divine intervention because that's what happened. They went and they took the donkey and the mother and the colt, and they said, you know, in Luke it says that they asked about it, and they said, well, the Lord needs them. They was like, well, okay. You know, and I thought, you know, I hope that one day I can get to that place where if somebody comes and says, if the Lord asks me for anything I've got, I'm willing to give. You know what I'm saying? Without hesitation. The Lord needs it. Okay, no problem. If the Lord needs it, it's His. There's a reason. He needs it. I don't have to ask any questions. Sometimes we have to be mature to do that. Maybe I'm not quite there yet. But, you know, I thought about that. We just need sometimes to let things go. You know, he did this with large crowds following him. He did this to showcase. Why did he showcase this like he did? Why was it such a grand entry? He was fulfilling the scriptures, is what he did. He set the stage. He set the stage by telling his disciples to go and get the colt. He made all this happen so that it could be this grand entrance coming in. And it comes at a time of Passover. It was a specific time. It had to be at the right time. It was the right place. He personally set this stage, and he chose the day, and that was no accident because the scriptures said that this is the way that it would happen. And if we look at Zechariah, if we look back in the book of Zechariah chapter 9, and when we look at verse 9 of Zechariah, he said, rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. It was prophesied. See, the scripture says that this was the way it was going to happen. And so Jesus was saying, okay, this is the way it's got to happen. I'm fulfilling the scripture. Right? And so this was no accident that it happened this way. He came from the top of Mount Olives, the highest place. It's higher than Mount Zion. And that what I said earlier, he came from the highest place just like he came from the highest place in heaven. He came down from Mount Olives, and he came with large crowds. And they shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David. They shouted. How many times do you shout to the Lord? Hosanna. Do you shout every day, Hosanna? You know, in when you look at the word definition of Hosanna, it means to give praise, joy, admiration. It means hooray, you know, Hosanna. We think of that. That's what we think of. But when we look at the Hebrew, the Aramaic, and the Greek word that's used for that, it means to save. It means to rescue. It means Savior. So when they were shouting Hosanna, they were saying Savior. They were saying Rescuer. They were saying Save, Savior, Rescuer. And also they were saying praise Him. So they were praising their Savior. They were praising their Rescuer. Amen? Amen. I praise Him, right? I shout His name because I have a Savior. I have somebody who rescued me. And when we look back, I tell you, we look back in chapter 20, just right back, we find two blind men. And as Jesus was coming up into the Mount of Olives, these two blind men were sitting there. This big, large crowd was following Jesus, and the two blind men shouted. They shouted out to Jesus, and they said, "Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." They shouted it out. And then the crowd rebuked them and said, "You guys need to be quiet. You guys need to be quiet." I'm telling you, when you want a blessing from God, shout it out. And if people tell you to be quiet, shout it even louder, because that's what they did. They said they even shouted louder. Amen? They wanted a Savior. They wanted a Rescuer. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "We want our sight." And Jesus had compassion on them, and he touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight. And then they followed him. And then they followed him too, down the Mount of Olives as he entered the city. And I think they were excited, because now the ones who were lost, the ones who were blind, they were living in darkness. Now they had a Savior that rescued them. So they had something to shout Hosanna about. It meant something to them. You hear me this morning? Hosanna. They were in darkness. The song that we sing, Amazing Grace, I was lost, I was blind, but now I see. They were in darkness. They were blind, and now they can see. And now they have a reason to shout Hosanna, and even louder. You know, and sometimes I think we don't shout loud enough. There's nothing wrong with shouting, right? That's what the Scripture says. It's what the Bible says. There's nothing wrong with shouting. Sometimes I think if we need a blessing from God, we got to shout it out. And if He doesn't hear us, we got to shout it even louder. Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. I'm trying to get this. Amen. 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 I know, you know, I remember when I walked around in darkness. I didn't understand things. I didn't know, but whenever I got saved, then I started to understand more, right? I was no longer walking. I had something to shout about. I've got something to praise Him about. I've got a Savior. I've got a Rescuer. And this world needs to know that. They need to hear that. God needs His people to shout Hosanna to this dying, lost world. That's what we're here for. That's what this means. Hosanna. This Palm Sunday, this day that we need to be shouting Hosanna. This is our Savior. This is our Rescuer. This is a guy that I was blind, and now I can see because He has saved me. He's pulled me out of darkness. And I'm going to follow Him. That's what they did. They followed Him. Man, that makes me want to shout. Amen?
Amen.
I get excited over that. You know, Jesus knew. He was setting a stage for what was happening here, but He knew what was coming later on in the week. He knew what was going to happen later on in the week. And these people that were shouting Hosanna, and they were shouting, "This is my Savior, this is my Rescuer," and they were praising Him, these are the same people that were going to shout insults later on in the week. He knew this was coming. We don't know how big the crowds were, but we know that there were sometimes hundreds and sometimes maybe even thousands that followed Jesus. And it says as he came into the city, there were some following ahead of him and some behind him, following him. It says when he entered this Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and they asked, "Who is this? Who is this?" And I know I've asked this question before, but if somebody asked you, "Who is this?" what would you tell them? If you're shouting Hosanna, if you're telling everybody that you're saved and you've got a witness, you've got a testimony, but they ask you, "Well, who is this guy that you're testifying about that saved you?" what would you tell them? Who is this guy? Is he my Savior? Is he my rescuer? Is he a guy that I can shout Hosanna with confidence because I know one day he's got a place prepared for me? Why do I know that? Because that's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. And what the Bible says we believe is true. And Jesus is fulfilling that scripture by doing this on Palm Sunday. He's fulfilling what the Old Testament said. This is the way it was going to be done. This is the way it had to be done. He's fulfilling that. Why? Because that's what the Bible says, right? Amen. And that's what we got. You know, that's who Jesus is. He is the Word. Get that? In John, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was you know, he is the Word. He is the Word. One of these days, he's going to come back again. We sang that song, "Oh Glorious Day." One day, he's going to come back again, and he's going to call us out of this place. Why do we know that? Because that's what the Bible says. Amen? That's what the Word says. That's what Jesus says. We're starting we went through the book of Daniel, and we're starting our study on the book of Revelation. And then the first book of Revelation, it sets the stage for what's happening. And I just getting excited about it. You know, I'm getting excited about it. One of these days, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to call me home. Amen? That's something to shout Hosanna about. Because why? Because he's my Savior. He's my rescuer. I just want people to understand that. This life is so short. This life is so short. We don't have much time, but God put us here for a certain amount of time for his purpose and for his reason. Each and every one of us have that purpose, have a purpose. He has a job for each one of us to do. Be a good witness to somebody. Amen. But I just want to shout his name this morning. Because I'm thankful that he rescued me from the darkness. Because at one time I didn't understand it all. I went through the motions. I knew about it. I had the knowledge about it, but I didn't have the heart about it. And when I got the heart about it, then I understood it all. Jesus doesn't want our physical bodies as much as he wants our heart. And when he's got our heart, he's got our physical body as well. Because wherever our heart goes, our body goes with it, right? Amen. 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 That's right. I just want to ask you this morning, do you believe every word of the Scripture? Do you believe it? Do you believe it in your heart? You believe it in your heart. And you have something to shout about. Do you believe Jesus saved you this morning? Without a shadow of a doubt, then you can shout Hosanna. He's my Savior. He's my rescuer. Amen. I pray that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know that Jesus is your Savior, if you don't know that Jesus is your rescuer, He can be. And all you have to do is ask Him to come into your heart. Amen. He's here. He wants you to be able to shout Hosanna and understand what it means, because He's my Savior. He's my rescuer. And I just want to shout His holy name this morning. Amen. I praise Him. Man, I praise Him. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much, Lord. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for fulfilling the Word, Lord, for us. Lord, You gave us a promise that one of these days You're going to come back and You're going to take Your people, Lord, and we're going to spend eternity with You in heaven. That's that promise. That's that great hope that we have. And Lord, as we exist in this dying, lost world, Lord, let us be good examples for this world. Lord, let us shout Hosanna, Lord, because we know who You are. When somebody asks, who is this? We can say, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is the one who saves me. This is the one who rescued me. This is my Savior. I praise Him. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. I just praise Him. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I just praise Him. Lord, again, I pray that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know You, maybe it's been a long time since they've felt Your Spirit in their life, Lord, I just pray that You just move on them in an overwhelming way. Fall upon them, Lord. Lord, I believe if revival's going to come, it's going to take Your people shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. We're going to have to shout it loud, and we're going to have to let this people know who You are when they ask, who is this? This is Jesus, my Savior.